sure that we're talking to the person that we think we're talking to. We're only going to allow that user to access specific resources. Well, then the question comes up when we're using Silverlight. A Silverlight client wants to access particular services. How do we make sure that that Silverlight client is authenticated? It's the person we think it is before we hand over our precious data. The answer is a bit surprising to most people, and it takes a bit of explanation. So here we go. The first thing that comes as a surprise is that in the API for Silverlight, there is not a specific method to call that is authenticate user or something like that. There is no attachment to the web service. There's no parameter in the web service where the user provides a password or something like that. How can this be? How can authentication work in Silverlight, but we don't have the ability to call an authentication API? The story is that authentication state is maintained in the browser by, guess what? Cookies. A lot of times we'll have a cookie and it will have our authentication token inside. Turns out that when Silverlight makes requests, it makes requests inside the browser almost as if they were browser requests. What this means is the browser cookies come along for the ride when we authenticate. So if in your application the user authenticates, and they can do this in a number of different ways. The typical way would be at a login.aspx page in your ASP.NET application, or you could also do it from a service. But if the forms authentication cookie, in this case for forms authentication, it also works for Windows authentication, if that cookie is set, then guess what? Your authentication is complete and you don't need to worry about it from Silverlight, because your web service request will carry along your authentication cookie and you will get access to the resources you are supposed to. One thing to be aware of, if your cookie expires, that's right, these tokens often have expiration times. If it expires, your web service call is not going to go through, and guess what? You are not going to automatically get redirected to a login.aspx page. Be aware of that. Think about how you will handle that particular situation. So there you go. Authentication in Silverlight. It's not quite the